Hello, welcome back to Messages to Me. I am Melissa James, and I am here with a message to myself. But this message to myself typically creates an impact for, I hope, you or maybe somebody else. Maybe something you hear on this podcast will influence you to make a better decision or make a decision that is empowering to you, whatever that may be. It might even be not listening. Just kidding. You need to be here with me. But today's episode I thought would be very useful because I feel like, just based on some of the people I've spoken to and the events that have taken place recently in society, I think we need to talk about love. And today's episode isn't relationship love in the sense that, you know, the romantic love we all think about when we think of the word love. This is really just the energy of love and the importance of that energy of love being tapped into and giving it to other people. So one thing I will say is it's pretty late. It's about 1:26. It is 1:26 a.m. in the morning and Eastern time. So my eyes are starting to get red and starting to feel a little bit on the tired side. I'm not going to lie to you, but I will try my best to stay on topic without getting sidetracked by my sleepiness. Either way, let's go into it. So today I was on Instagram as usual and I was listening. I was reading about a rapper who got shot today. Rest in peace. And in addition to that, I went on Twitter and there was actual footage of the shooting. Yeah, I don't know if that was necessary. And then, I mean, the Emmys took place today too. That's cool, I guess. But it just seemed like, oh, and there was an active shooter out in Mississauga, which is near Toronto. So there was a few things odd going on. The other day, there was also an active shooter in Saskatchewan. Queen Elizabeth passed, cool. Twitter was killing that. It was great. Great entertainment for that time. I mean, I don't celebrate death, even though, I mean, you know, realistically, death should be celebrated. There was that other stuff we spoke about last time. But what has been standing out to me is it just feels like there's an intensity of anger and hatred and negativity that's really, really all over the place. And I understand the law of attraction states if that's what you are looking for, it will come back like tenfold. It will enhance the level of negativity you feel and you see around you. So yeah, you don't want to focus on that. Cool. However, I feel like in addition to it just being around, I also feel like people around me are having a hard time with right now. This might be a transitionary period. I do know that if we go back into the astrology area, as of Friday, Mercury is in retrograde. Cool. All these things happening, but we're still forgetting. Largely, we're going into fall, one, but we're also coming out of a pandemic, and I think we tend to forget that because things have opened back in many ways, and we're not really focusing on the things that were removed from our day-to-day during the pandemic. We're forgetting that, you know, connections were sometimes lost, but we also couldn't even connect on a physical level because we were fearful that we could make people sick. That meant for a lot of people, they didn't get to feel the love of their family or the love of their friends, that sort of thing. And then for others, you know, it was just harder to tap into that universal loving energy that exists when you go out and meet new people or you go in public or you connect with other people. As much as I would have loved to be the person to say meditate through the pandemic, which probably would have helped things along, I have to be realistic. I think everyone was caught off guard. And even though it was 2 years and you'd think that maybe we would improve along the way, I still think you can't underestimate the impact of being told you cannot be physically in person. You can't be in person with other people you genuinely love. Yes, you can call your friends, you can do FaceTime. It is not the same. We are still part of a society that, you know, values face-to-face contact. Even when, like, back in the day when we had MSN and we were chatting with people, we still saw people at school. We might see them on the weekend. So face-to-face contact was a big deal. And a lot of us are not equipped with the tools to tap into the energy of love without being in physical contact with others. And that may simply mean being in spaces with others, or it may be intimate with others. And it doesn't only have to be sexual intimacy. It can be just intimacy that is like mental intimacy and spiritual intimacy. So I think we have to think about how not just the pandemic impacted people, but how it kind of took us out of our regular ability of tapping into love. And so let's go into what I really want to talk about, which is the pandemic showed us we really didn't even know how to love ourselves. But a lot of us didn't. But also a lot of us didn't know how to love in general. Like, how do we give love if we don't see people to love? These are all the questions I'm asking, because at the end of the day, they're questions that are coming up to me as I, that is my dog snoring. Okay, if you heard that. So yeah, there was so much that happened. And I feel like right now, as we transition out of the impact of the pandemic and transition into like regular living or whatever the new normal will be, it's time for us to start the practice of giving love and giving love to others. There's like, it's such a beautiful thing to love. It's a beautiful thing to experience love. It's also a really beautiful thing to feel love. And whether it's feeling love from others or feeling love from yourself, I think we have been stuck in a mindset that to truly love ourselves means that we spoil ourselves with material things. But true self-love isn't about material things. It's about how you feel about yourself. It is, do you feel the warmth of love when you see yourself in the mirror? Do you feel the warmth of love when you're just standing on the side of the street? Like, do you feel that love? Like, that's, I should feel the love. And I know during the pandemic, it was very hard for me to tap into any sort of love that existed, because I'm a social person. I love building relationships with people. And it was only me and my partner, only me and Sheldon, and me and my dog. And then when Phoenix came, things really opened up. But I wasn't tapping into that experience of love. And when I saw my family, it mattered so much more, because that was another set of love that was coming in. But it just didn't feel, it just didn't feel right. Connection wasn't existing. So it didn't feel like I was really, really tapped in the same way. And I feel like now, as much as I want to get outside, I'm in a weird process of transition where I don't feel 100% like myself, because I don't feel like I'm really sitting in that energy of love for myself and energy of love that's all around me. And I say I'm trying to rebuild my relationship with God. That is truly my relationship with love itself. So now, and wow, I felt that. I really felt that in my soul. Trying to build my relationship with God is me building my relationship with love. And that's both for myself and that's both for others. And what I'm trying to practice is, like, when I see people on the streets, I don't really know who they are, even if they can't see me or we're not close enough. It's like, you know, I'm just going to try to give love, because I feel like the world could use it. So it just feels like there's a lot of intense things taking place right now. And I feel like we could really use the extra added bit of love that we need to tap into. So where did it even go? I mean, the pandemic to me is a really big factor in terms of not feeling love on a physical level. But I think where did love go took place, like it left a long time ago. As a society, I feel like we've never really empowered people to love ourselves. We focus on ambitious activities like building your career and starting your own company or having a job and really just being a normal member of society that, I don't know, does what a normal member of society does. But we've never really participated in actively building love into society. We've never really built supporting each other in like really loving ways into society without getting into the romanticizing side or the romantic side of it or even the sexualizing side of it. We've always equated love with romance and sex, and unfortunately that has made people unaware that love is an energy that truly exists all around us, and it goes so much further. People learn love. These are the ways I've discovered. People are learning about love through having a child, through relationships with partners, like with romantic partners. But then when they think of like friendships and they think of, you know, family, they think it's a whole entirely different type of love. And it's not. Like, love is one energy, and it's an energy of undying care. Like, it's like an unconditional care and concern and empathy and positive thoughts for another person. At least that's my definition. And I feel like that person is us sometimes, but it's also for others. And we should not only experience that in romance and maybe having children and very specific situations. We should be learning about tapping into this entire energy of love from being a child, from being a baby. And maybe I feel like they've already tapped into that. So them growing up is really just tapping out of it, because we don't really show people what that looks like. We don't show self-love. It's just I just feel like we're really in a place where we're not thinking that love is needed and needs to be present in everything, and it does. I read a quote that said, pay attention to people showing love instead of paying attention to the people showing hate. Our culture, especially like when it comes to like the Black community, a lot of things, or I should say the Black community in music in particular, we focus on haters. And obviously that term definitely came from the Black community, but we focus on our haters and we don't focus on our supporters unless they're fans. But really and truly, you don't need to be one or the other. You really, like, we shouldn't be making such a crazy distinction, because that leaves no space for people who just love, like who just support in general. And sometimes people don't support by saying something specific to you, but they truly support you from afar. And we don't acknowledge them. We don't necessarily need to acknowledge them, but we don't realize this. We tend to think if people aren't saying anything in support or not saying anything at all, that they're not a supporter. When actually, I think if we really went that far to ask everybody we knew whether they support us or not, probably 99% of them would say yes, they support us and they believe in what we're doing for ourselves. But because we don't hear them or we don't see them, we tend to just believe that they don't support us. They're not giving love towards our work. And I don't believe that's true. Now, are people actually saying like, I'm giving love towards another person, or I'm giving love to you and your work? Maybe not. I don't think we've ever worked that into our lives at all. So as I do this practice of building my relationship with God now, I am really trying to say I love others, or I'm sending love to this random person on the street, or I'm sending love to my dog. And what I do is I try to tap into like this energy of love and try to feel like that vibration and that energy within myself, so that it's really coming out through me. And the thing about love is it's not limited. Love is always present. It's everywhere. So if I feel like I'm trying to tap into love at any given time, I'm literally saying, like, I'm tapping into this source of love, like this unlimited source, and I'm bringing it forward to whoever. And I always pray for love to be spread into this world because I believe we need more of it. And I believe that the narrative has shifted so significantly from giving love to dividing and to hating things and to being negative around a lot of things. Even when you watch the news, I don't think we've ever seen any sort of love on the news. We need more of it, and we need it right now. And I think sometimes it even bothers me to see that people do not love as freely as we should. That love gets associated with certain movement, but it never gets associated with just being a person. That we never associate love with joy of being and joy of, or happiness. Like, that's a lie. Love is associated with happiness, but I feel like we don't realize that the happiness that we experience is because we have tapped into the source of love. I think we have to be intentional about knowing that our positivity and our happiness and our connections and our relationships are facilitated and supported by the energy of love. And with climate change and with the way we've treated Mother Earth, I think Mother Earth will always be a big source of love and unconditional love because Mother Earth continues to take care of us. But I think what we've done is try to cover up that unconditional love with roads and with, you know, just extreme, like lots of buildings and with destruction and destroying the earth and pollution and doing all these things so that as a whole, we can no longer tap into that unlimited source of love that is literally the land that we stand on. So we have to start thinking about the ways we operate in society. We do have to think about our environment because we want to support our environment continuing to love us. Like, everything really is love. Everything. And we only see longevity when we see love. The only way our environment can become cleaner is if we start treating the planet Earth like a place that we love. The only way relationships can last is if we start treating people like we really genuinely love them unconditionally. And if we operate on the energy of love, when conflict does arise, it's going to play out entirely different. It's not going to be about going to war. It's not going to be about ego and being right about anything. It's going to be about supporting the best of for each individual person. I think even if politics actually involved love, we would see an entire different way of operating. We would see truth at the forefront, and we would see better outcomes for everyone. It doesn't matter where they are. I mean, goodness, we all know that the way we've treated Indigenous people and the way we've treated people of color and people of different abilities, people of different sexualities, definitely doesn't stem from tapping into the source of love. Because if we did, we wouldn't see ourselves trying to control their stories as individuals. We would see ourselves empowering their stories and taking note that an individual empowered to live freely in their truth is truly empowering ourselves to live in our truth. And that is love. That is genuine love. And I want to see that more in society. But yeah, it may have felt kind of like a rant today, but I feel like the more I say love, the more you will just hear that word and probably skip it on 90% of what I said. But the one thing that I know will stick in your mind is that love needs to be added into everything. Add into your tea, add into your coffee, add love into your breakfast, add love into your friends, add love into your life, add love into your heart. when you're putting gas, add love. Yeah, I just want the message to be clear that we need to add love into everything, into our lifestyle. Love is a lifestyle. The way you might have someone who's vegetarian, love is a lifestyle, okay? It means you give it all the time, you share it, and you bring it out and empower it. And the great thing about tapping into the loving energy is that it just gets stronger. It gets stronger. And it feels, through the pandemic and all these transitions that we're going through, it almost feels like maybe that energy of love is a bit weaker. It's still there, but it's weaker because we're not empowering or we're not tapping into it and really building up that love in society. So that is all that I really want to share for today, because I feel this would have been the most important thing I could say to anybody right now, which is I love you and I love myself. I genuinely do. And we all have the ability to tap into the energy of love, the energy that is God for me. And whatever higher power you tap into, okay, Luna, my dog, but we all can tap into that, and we deserve it. We deserve to know love, we deserve to be love, experience love, and it should be the first lesson we ever learn in our lives, love. So yeah, great seeing you guys again. Can't wait for the next topic next week. Maybe we'll talk about romantic love. Nah, we'll see what happens. But anyways, I'm going to Costa Rica in 2 weeks, so I'm not sure. Will I do a podcast before, or will I skip that week? I don't know. We'll get there, and we'll figure it out. Have a great, 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 great week, and I'll see you guys next week. Make sure you tap into love.